A long time ago, in the great and ancient city of Jerusalem, there lived a family. Life was good for this family. They lived in a nice house and had lots of gold and silver and precious things.
The father of this family was named Lehi, and he was a good man. But lots of other people in Jerusalem weren't so good. One year, there came many prophets into the city to tell the people that they must repent and start being good, or the great city of Jerusalem would be destroyed. Lehi was very worried, so he went and he prayed for his people. And a fire came down from heaven on a rock right in front of Lehi. And the Lord told him to go tell the people once again to repent. Well, the people of Jerusalem didn't want to hear it. They even tried to kill Lehi.
The Lord told Lehi that clearly it was time to leave. So he went home, gathered his family around him, and said,
"We gotta go, leave Jerusalem. We gotta go to the wilderness. We gotta go, 'cause Jerusalem is gonna be a mess."
Laman and Lemuel, the oldest boys in the family, didn't want to go out into the desert with nothing but tents. They really liked their gold and silver and precious things. They said,
"Come home. Can we stay home? Why? Dad, we think you've lost your mind."
Sariah was their mom. What would your mom say?
"I don't like to camp and sleep out in the damp, but I will go because I know the Lord knows what is best."
Nephi was the youngest son. He said,
"The Lord said he would lead us, talk to us and feed us. Snakes and bears won't eat us if we follow.
When Lehi's family got out in the desert, the Lord told them that he would lead them to a promised land, a wonderful, beautiful new place to live. That sounded really good to everybody except Laman and Lemuel, who were still thinking about Jerusalem and the gold and silver and precious things they'd left behind. They bellyached the whole way.
Out in the desert, Lehi told his sons they had to go back home for something precious they forgot. Was it their gold? Was it their silver? No. It was a book made of worthless brass. But it was more precious than all that other stuff because it was full of wonderful stories of the kind and amazing things God had done for his children on the earth. It was the scriptures.
The tricky part was that a scary man with lots of soldiers had the book locked away in his treasure house, and he wasn't about to give it up. Nephi had no idea how to get them out of there, but he knew that Heavenly Father knew how.
Nephi got the book, and the story of how he did it and lots of other stories were written down in a book made of gold that became the Book of Mormon. It's full of promises and stories and happy commandments and dreams.
Prophets have beautiful dreams. Lehi had an amazing dream about a shining white tree with sweet fruit for anyone who would walk in the Lord's path right up to the tree. Nephi wanted to know why the fruit was so good, and the Holy Ghost told him and showed him the tree too. The fruit is the love of God, and it's all around us. All we have to do is reach up and take it.
Beautiful fruit of the tree.
Lehi's family got to the end of the wilderness and ran right up against the ocean. Because Nephi was young and strong and had lots of faith, Heavenly Father commanded him to build a ship to take his family across the ocean to the Promised Land. But it couldn't be just any ship. It had to be a special ship, made with the Lord's plan, so it could last all the way to the Promised Land.
Just like Lehi and his family, the Lord calls us to come away from the wickedness of the world. And just like Nephi, we need to build a ship, a safe place for our family to be as we sail through the stormy seas. We build a strong ship every time we love and care about each other. We build a strong ship when we care about Heavenly Father and Jesus and their commandments. And the further we sail away from the sadness and silliness of the world with our family close around us, the closer we come to finding our promised land.
I'm gonna build a beautiful ship. Chop, saw, hammer, and chip. I'm gonna build a beautiful ship. Push, pound, paint, and sand. We're gonna go to the promised land. So I'll look.
Chop, saw, hammer, and chip. Chop, saw.